USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States announced new sanctions against members of Russia's elite, including Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman, and said they will block 19 oligarchs and 47 of their relatives and close associates from traveling to the U.S.
Today I'm announcing that we're adding dozens of names to the list, including one of Russia's wealthiest billionaires, and I'm banning travel to America by more than 50 Russian oligarchs, their families, and their close associates.
The CDC is no longer recommending contact tracing to contain coronavirus. Instead, it's pushing health departments to focus on high-risk settings like long-term care facilities, jails, and shelters. This comes as new cases and hospitalizations continue to fall throughout the nation. More than 20 states still have contact tracing programs, but experts say it's no longer effective as more people test at home and don't report results. This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Russian and Belarus Paralympians have been banned from the upcoming games. And with that story, here's USA's Lance Brock.
Russian and Belarusian athletes have been banned from the Winter Paralympic Games starting Friday. The IPC initially announced it would allow the warring nation athletes to compete with neutral flags. Criticism for its initial decision was termed a betrayal that sent the wrong message to Russia's leadership. Pushback led to the ban at the Beijing China Games.
And even higher interest rates are on the way as Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he supports a traditional quarter-point increase in the Federal Reserve's benchmark short-term interest rate rather than a larger increase at this time that some policymakers are proposing. However, Powell did open the door to a bigger hike in the event that inflation, which has reached a four-decade high, doesn't noticeably decline by the end of the year. The Fed chair also cautioned that the economic consequences of Russia's invasion of Ukraine may affect the Fed's policies. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets for MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
At least 3 people have been killed following a series of crashes involving 17 vehicles early this morning along a stretch of I-95 in Florida, where visibility was very low due to fog combined with smoke from prescribed burns of vegetation. Crashes happened just south of Daytona Beach, according to the Florida Highway Patrol. There were 4 separate crashes involving 11 vehicles on the northbound side and 1 crash involving 6 vehicles heading southbound. Interstate 95 is the primary north-south artery along the United States East Coast, running from South Florida to Maine. Looks like the last big question has been settled over the 2022 Senate map. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is not going to be running for Senate this year. The news reported by the Arizona Republic comes after months of speculation and Ducey sending signals behind the scenes about whether the term-limited governor would seek the Republican nomination for Senate. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senator Rick Scott from Florida, chair of the Republican Senatorial Committee, have been among the national leaders recruiting Ducey and other Republican governors, including New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, to no avail. Joshua James, one of the 11 Oath Keepers militia affiliates, indicted earlier this year on a charge of seditious conspiracy alongside the group's founder, Stuart Rhodes, became the first person to plead guilty to the sedition-related charge in connection with the storming of the Capitol on January 6th. Under a new plea deal, James has agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. This is USA Radio News.